Child Culture Series, The Child Culture Institute. Introduction. The Child Culture Series is open to both Rosicrucians and non-Rosicrucians. It offers three basic courses of study. One that offers guidance for preparation during the prenatal period for expectant parents. One that counsels on both parent and child well-being during early childhood development. And finally, one that proposes unique fables, poems, and activities to help enhance overall family well-being. The Child Culture Series is sponsored by the Rosicrucian Order AMORC, a non-religious public benefit organization internationally known as the Ancient Mystical Order Rosicrucis, devoted to the investigation, study, and practical application of natural and spiritual laws. The purpose of the Rosicrucian Order is to further the evolution of humanity through the development of each individual's full potential. Our goal is to enable everyone to live in harmony with creative cosmic forces for the attainment of health, happiness, and peace. By seeing to the proper education and training of children, we can effectively change our society in a positive way. It is far easier to set the standards we desire at the onset of life rather than somewhere further down the path. There may always be some difficulty in arriving at a consensus as to what those standards should be. The model adult should be kept uppermost in mind. What do we want the end result to be? When we have determined that to everyone's satisfaction, the methods of arriving there fall almost naturally into place. We can probably assume that the ideal end result is pretty universal in scope, as is the golden rule. We expect people to be kind, understanding, knowledgeable, honest, fair, and healthy. So, even in a world of differing values, it's not too difficult for us to determine what our model should be. It remains, then, for us to instruct our children from the earliest possible moment in the art of living a life with these qualities. What a child learns to be, the adult will be. This is our interest, and we hope it is yours. We have designed these lessons to be read one each week. It will be to your advantage to follow this guideline and take the time to think about and meditate upon each lesson during the course of a week. Cordially and sincerely, the Child Culture Institute. The following are summaries and excerpts from three child culture lessons, one from each course of study. Guidance for preparation during the prenatal period.
It is a good idea to give a few minutes each day to silent concentration and meditation. We suggest that when you wake in the morning, you think over the things we have mentioned in earlier lessons, such as maintaining positive thoughts in regard to what is going on within and around you, cleaning house, both spiritually and physically, so as to prepare the environment for your coming child, and carefully considering the ideals and qualities you desire your unborn child to have. Again, at night, let your last 5 minutes of thinking before you fall asleep be upon the points we have asked you to consider. Then, throughout the day, when you are walking or have an opportunity to sit down in a quiet place for a few minutes of relaxation, reflect upon these things again. Remember, the thoughts that you concentrate upon, visualize, and prominently place in your mind will sink into your inner consciousness. From the ancient viewpoint, while the cosmic and nature are performing the miracle of molding and creating a new physical body for the coming child, they are also selecting and preparing the soul personality who is to occupy that body. The ancients believed that the soul of the baby did not enter the growing body until the moment of birth, when he took his first breath. Just before the birth of the baby, the soul personality who is to occupy him hovers close to the mother as an invisible, ethereal body or light. At the right moment, it is drawn into the tiny physical body as he takes his first breath. The food we eat and the water we drink compose the physical parts of our bodies, and the body of the unborn child is composed of these same elements. During the 9 months when the child's body is being formed, it is being composed of earthly elements that are wonderfully transmuted into the many kinds of cells needed to form flesh, bone, hair, teeth, cuticle, blood, nerves, and so forth. The baby's body being formed within you is a sacred temple for the coming of a master. Visualize her as being beautiful and well-formed, with all the other desirable attributes that you can think of, and you will be establishing a spiritual and ideal condition in that tiny body.
Counsel for parent and child well-being during early childhood development.
Since the home environment is of paramount importance in the life of a child, we cannot stress too much the matter of creating a home atmosphere that will serve as a foundation for the proper nourishment and growth of your child's threefold nature, the mental, spiritual, and physical, and the unfolding of the inherent potentials within these expressions. The true way to transmit happiness to others is to help them to find lasting pleasure. This is done by helping others to discover their talents and awaken their latent abilities so that they can experience the joy of creative activities. Everyone radiates from themselves a magnetic field, which is called the aura. The magnetic field of a room or a home is constituted of the auras radiated from those who live there. One member of a family is constantly subjected to the influence of the auras of the other members. A fault-finding, discouraged person radiates a negative aura. A cheerful, optimistic person radiates an aura that is positive. Pause to analyze yourself at times to ascertain what quality of aura you are contributing to your home. We wish to make clear that each of us has the power to control or change the quality of their magnetic field or aura. Some start humming or whistling, or, better still, they tell a joke. Activity is a way to divert negative thoughts and rechannel them positively. Objects are affected when they are exposed to intense emotional stimulus. Everybody is sensitive to some extent to these vibrations. It's worth paying attention to the magnetic environment of the school or daycare facility that your child attends. All children are highly sensitive to such vibrations. If you find that the place where your child spends a good part of the day has a negative environment, it's extremely important that you take steps to either change the environment itself or see that your child is placed in a different environment.
Child guidance through fables, poems, and activities.
The Lamb by William Blake. Little lamb, who made thee? Dost thou know who made thee? Gave thee life and bade thee feed by the stream and o'er the mead. Gave thee clothing of delight, softest clothing, woolly bright. Gave thee such a tender voice, making all the vales rejoice. Little lamb, who made thee? Dost thou know who made thee?
Winkin', Blinkin', and Nod by Eugene Field. Winkin, Blinkin, and Nod one night sailed off in a wooden shoe, sailed on a river of crystal light into a sea of dew. "Where are you going, and what do you wish?" the old moon asked the three. "We have come to fish for the herring fish that live in this beautiful sea." "Nets of silver and gold have we," said Winkin, Blinkin, and Nod. The old moon laughed and sang a song as they rocked in the wooden shoe, and the wind that sped them all night long ruffled the waves of dew. The little stars were the herring fish that lived in that beautiful sea. "Now cast your nets wherever you wish. Never afeard are we." So cried the stars to the fishermen three, Winkin, Blinkin, and Nod. All night long their nets they threw to the stars in the twinkling foam. Then down from the skies came the wooden shoe, bringing the fishermen home. 'Twas all so pretty a sail it seemed, as if it could not be. And some folk thought 'twas a dream they'd dreamed of sailing that beautiful sea. But I shall name you the fishermen three, Winkin, Blinkin, and Nod. Winkin' and Blinkin' are two little eyes, and Nod is a little head. And the wooden shoe that sailed the skies is a wee one's trundle bed. So shut your eyes while Mother sings of wonderful sights that be, and you shall see the beautiful things as you rock in the misty sea, where the old shoe rocked the fishermen three, Winkin', Blinkin', and Nod.
Trees by Joyce Kilmer. I think that I shall never see a poem lovely as a tree. A tree whose hungry mouth is pressed against the earth's sweet flowing breast. A tree that looks at God all day and lifts her leafy arms to pray. A tree that may in summer wear a nest of robins in her hair, upon whose bosom snow has lain, who intimately lives with rain. Poems are made by fools like me, but only God can make a tree.
Notes for parents. Long before they understand the words, children enjoy the rhythm of poetry. The selections in this lesson may be read repeatedly to your child without any lessening of interest. The parent will see in the selections, too, many activity opportunities. With these selections and your other favorite poems, have your child draw and color what comes to mind as they listen. Questions should be encouraged and answered with the intent of instilling and encouraging in the child an appreciation of nature. This lesson combines the elements of imagination and fun with thought-provoking material that should afford the opportunity for many discussions with your child.